Hey there, Viciously here. I know we don't normally get to talk until the middle of the episode, but this one is a bit of a special circumstance. I have spent the last week taking all of my material possessions, moving them from one place to a new place. So now that I live in a box city, I'm realizing that I had significantly less time in the past week or so to work on the cast. So I still wanted to get something out, something new. So this is the episode. It's a little shorter than normal, and it doesn't have the spooky prelude voice, but it's here. The next one is going to be up on May 10th, and it'll be back to normal. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to climb through Box Forest and head back to my bathtub full of ice water so that I can soak my achy everything. Enjoy the episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. All right, so you guys go through the portal and you find yourselves in a room. The room is relatively well lit. There is a large dais in the middle of the room. Not dais, it's a large pedestal in the middle of the room. And the room is being lit by a football-sized stone that glows with an inner greenish light. So the entire room is being cast in this sort of sickly green glow. What are you guys gonna do?
Are there any obvious exits?
Yeah, there is a door leading out of the room that you guys are in. The room is about 20 foot by 20 foot. With a single entry to the room.
So are we at the beginning or the end of this dungeon?
I'm going to check out that glowing green light cautiously. Okay. Looking for traps and the like.
As you approach it, you feel sort of a sense of power emanating off of it. This is more than likely what you've been sent for. There is this, like, as you get closer, you hear like a humming noise in your head.
Like a mechanical humming noise or like a vocal humming noise?
Like a vocal humming noise.
I am going to reach out and grab it.
You pick up the stone. And as you do, the humming noise stops in your head. The stone continues to glow green, but it's no longer a pulsing green. It's a lower green light.
I'm just going to put it in my pocket.
Well, boys, this might have been the easiest mission we've ever had.
Mission accomplished.
I mean, none of you see Emery anywhere.
Oh, I don't care about him no more.
Athea's gonna yell Emery's name
like a lost dog.
Yeah. Emery, come here, boy.
You don't hear anything back. Can I get a perception check from you guys?
Yeah.
No. Everyone was so complacent. I wanted to be the rebel.
Oh god.
18.
23.
12.
14.
Today's the day of the high rolls. I love it.
I know. So Athir, you hear a hissing noise, and it seems to be coming from all around.
Now, when you say hissing, do you mean like air hissing or like a snake hissing?
Like lots of snakes hissing.
Do I see anything?
No, not currently. You don't.
Snakes are cold blooded.
Snakes are cold blooded. But You guys, nobody really took a look around the room other than Laird, who went right to that stone. Saturn, you do now see that there are, in the corners of this room, each corner has a huge stone statue of Alamia, whose face is twisted in a scream of agony, mouth open and eyes wide.
Do I know where we are out of curiosity?
You do not, no.
Okay.
Are there any carvings or anything on the wall?
There are no carvings on the wall. Are you guys, what are you guys doing? I'm assuming, Saturn, that you let everybody know about the hissing noise?
Yes.
Where's the hissing noise coming from?
All around.
Now that she's pointed it out, you guys can hear it. It seems to be coming from all around.
If I take that stone out and move it towards the statues, does that do anything?
It doesn't, but Saturn, you are now starting to see with your thermal vision, the walls are starting to glow with heat sources on the other side of the wall. Lots of very small heat sources that are getting brighter with time.
we should probably take care of that.
Take care of what?
As you say, take care of what? Snakes begin pouring out of the mouth of the Alamia in each of the four corners of the room. Let me get initiative from everybody.
Oh, we should have escaped.
Oh, shit.
9.
2.
17.
11.
So as snakes pour out of the mouths of these statues in the corners of the room, they form a writhing, swarming mass of snakes in each corner of the room. There are 4 swarms of snakes around you guys right now, and the first person to go is going to be Fuchs.
I had to relearn my spell list. It's been so long. Who has the lowest AC right now?
I have 12, so it's probably me.
First, I'm going to shoot Sacred Flame at the snick.
At one of the swarms?
Yeah.
Do they make a saving throw for that one, or do you make a touch attack?
It's a dex 13.
All right. They do succeed on the saving throw, managing to wriggle and writhe away from the flame. Does anything happen still if they succeed?
No, it doesn't even say they take half. So,
okay.
All right. And then as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on Aether.
Thank you.
Meaning you get +2. Ooh, bonus to your nice. AC for
does
the
that,
duration.
Does that carry over if I wild shape out of curiosity?
Yes, it would.
Nice. That's awesome. Okay.
And it's good for up to like 10 minutes, so you're just good for this fight.
Fish.
Oh, sorry. You guys are looking for me for direction.
Yeah.
you know.
My apologies.
Like a dungeon master.
I forgot. It's almost like I'm supposed to be running this game, huh?
Guiding the narrative.
Like I was. You, what's funny is I wasn't even doing anything. I was just sitting here staring off into space.
I feel that.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Building suspense.
That's what it is. I was building suspense. All right, so one of the swarms is going to move. Actually, they're going to move to each of you guys. So these swarms writhe into your space. You guys are all covered up to your waist in spider swarms as small teeth attack to bite you.
Wait, I thought there were snakes.
Huh?
Snakes or spiders?
Did I say spiders?
Yeah.
No, they're snakes. Sorry.
It's your true fear coming out.
So versus Aether. That is going to be a 14 to hit.
Okay, well, thanks to that that buff, I am at 14. What does that mean?
That's a tie, which means the hit happens.
Dang. Okay.
And then I'm just going to do all of these attacks against Fuchs.
How much damage was
11.
That?
11. I'm going to... Oh, we'll get to that in just a minute.
Okay.
11 doesn't hit you, right, Fuchs?
Nope.
Okay. Against Grunk?
I've got 14.
Okay, yeah, it's a miss on you.
Nice.
And against Larrett, that is going to be a 24 to hit.
Oh,
so I have 25 AC, so...
You have 25 AC, my ass. Okay, so then Aether and Larrett, you guys are both taking 7 points of damage as these snakes sink teeth into you and bite you. And I need you each to make a constitution saving.
9.
11.
Okay, so... Larrett, you are going to take 14 poison damage.
14.
14 poison.
All right, that puts me at 0.
Don't forget you have a good berry or 2 good berries.
Yeah, I'm a little too dying to do anything with that.
Yeah. Aether, you are going to take half that, so 7 points of poison.
Is the portal still open at this point?
Yes, the portal is still open.
Okay.
It is after their turn, it goes to Grunk.
Sounds like we should do a tactical retreat. Do you think I should just grab Dying Man and hop back through?
That's what I was gonna do, so yeah. All right. More health than I do.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab Larrett, and Grunk's just gonna get the fuck out of there.
Alright, so that means that the snake swarm that was attacking you is going to get an attack of opportunity, and so is the swarm that you're grabbing Larrett from.
Okay.
So we're going to have 2 attacks coming at you. The first one is 13 versus AC, so that's going to be a miss.
Yep.
And the second one is also 13 versus AC, so you managed to grab Larrett, and you said you're moving right back through the portal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so as you move back through the portal, there are a few snakes that had, like, kind of clung on to Larrett. As you move through the portal, you notice that moving through the portal vaporizes the snakes.
Well, that's beneficial.
Just keep going back through and dragging them back towards the portal. Just jump back and forth. I got that perfect
Just scoop
strategy.
Snakes into a bucket and yeet them into the portal.
Oh, Thunderclap!
I have it, and I've been debating using it. But I didn't want to hurt everyone else.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we're safe.
Grunk's out. Yep. It's going to be over to Larrett. Make
Larrett's
your
down.
Death saving throw.
All right. I'm going to lay here and I'm going to writhe a little bit.
Can I shove a good berry in his mouth? Would that help?
You can, actually.
Well, you gotta chew it, and then you gotta, like, get feed it to him through
baby
your mouth.
Baby bird
so.
No, I'm just gonna stick... baby bird him. I'm just gonna stick it in his mouth and make his jaws crush it or something. And flush it down with some water.
That'll be for your next turn.
Yeah.
So, Larry, did you...
Sorry, I'm trying to roll my death throw. It's an 18.
Okay, cool. Hmm. So you succeeded your first death throw. Next would be over to Aether.
Okay, how close is Fuchs to me and to the portal?
I would say that he's probably within 5 or 10 feet of you. I would say that with the situation you have, the snakes that are on you, I would say the portal is going to be directly, you know, to your right. So you would have to do a little bit of maneuvering if you're going to try and get that thunder wave across.
Yeah, can I, like, use my tail to smack him into the portal?
Fuchs?
Yeah.
You probably don't want me to break my concentration if you're going to be by yourself. I don't know how portals and concentration spells work. And I'd hate for you to be by yourself. I have a decent armor class. True. I could probably tank it.
All right, if you think you can tank the Thunder Wave, I'm going to Thunder Wave.
What's the saving throw?
It is a con saving throw.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
All right, so what are you doing here?
I'm gonna Thunder Wave. Wave of Thunder's Force sweeps out for a new 15-foot cube. Con saving throw. Yeah, alright. So, how do I roll this? 2.
I also don't want you to be by yourself in there, so.
So, you need to make saving throws for all the snakes.
Well, I'm going to say that with where you're at in the position of the portal, I'm going to say that 2 of the snakes would be affected, unless you're trying to move to get all of them affected.
Okay, yeah, I want to get all of them affected. There are going to be attacks of
opportunity.
You have your healer with you.
Yeah, I have 10 HP. I'm going to use... Hold on, how does Goodberry work again? Hold on. No.
Pop it in your mouth.
Yeah, no, it takes an action. All right, so we're going to scooch on over a few feet to try to get the absolute most out of this.
Okay, so there is going to be an attack of opportunity mm-hmm. coming from the snakes that were in your square.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a 18 to hit. So they're going to deal 7 points of damage. But I don't know if you would... Yeah, you're going to have to make that constitution saving throw again.
Actually.
That's why I stayed behind.
I got 15.
Okay, so then you're going to take half of the poison damage, so another 7 points of damage.
Oh, I'm dead.
All right.
I'm at 0. Well,
as usual, it's come up on, cleric. Fire. So, I think what I'm going to do is use Spare the Dying, on Aether. How far away is Aether from me?
I would say she's going to be like right next to you now.
All right, so I'm just going to reach over and do the boop. Do the Spare the Dying boop.
Okay, so she has 1 HP.
I have an HP. All right.
And then I'm going to cast... Hang on, let me see which one is my bonus action. Healing Word. I'm going to cast Healing Word as my bonus action. Okay. On the now stabilized Aether, second level, so I do 2d4 plus 3 to her. Let me,
What healing word are you saying?
Cumananus.
That's 2 words, you can only choose 1.
Cumananus.
All right, I'll allow it.
So you get 7 HP.
Nice.
Is there anything else you're doing?
No, I used my action and bonus actions. There's really not much I can do. I'm going to... Oh, wait. So she's next to me. Is there any way I can kind of like shift to kind of be between her and the snakes?
Yeah. Yeah, if you wanted to, I would say that you can... shift yourself in front of her and kind of stand between her and the snakes, with the exception of the snakes that were on you, but they're gonna be on you still.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna do. I have a resistance to poison, so.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Wait a second. I do too.
Oh, so then you would have taken half of the... How many times did poison apply to you?
Twice.
Twice. Okay.
It still was going to kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Each time you would have taken 4 points of damage instead of 7 points of damage.
Okay.
I think it would have added up to.
I'm the fucking snake lady.
You got to remember these things.
Saturn, we're the dream team against these snakes right now.
Yes.
All right. So it's going to be back over to the snakes. Friar Fuchs, you're going to be getting attacked by. 4 swarms of poisonous snakes here.
4 swarm in 7 years ago.
All right, so the first one. Does 14 hit your AC?
Nope.
What's your AC?
18.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I'm a tanky boy.
That one is going to be a hit at 23, and that one's a miss. So, let me get a constitution save from you, Firefuchs.
That's a d20. 20.
Oh, yeah, you save. So you're only going to take 4 points of... You're taking 7 points of piercing damage, 4 points of poison damage.
Is that half of a half? Because yes. I got resistance plus... Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's basically... It's originally 14 points of poison damage. That's what put Larrett in the ground. So you half that down to 7, and then it halves again down to 4.
Okay, so a total of 11. All right.
Yeah, you took a total of 11 points of damage.
All right, I'm still good.
Then we move back over to Larrett.
So I will kind of like choke a little bit as I'm writhing on the ground. I'll go, and I rolled a 9. So
that's a fail on that saving throw.
That's a fail.
Got one success, one fail. Now it's going to be back over to Gronk.
Okay. Is there anything that I can like do to save him?
Yeah, you can put the good berry in his mouth and chew it up for him, and that will stabilize.
Oh God! All right. That's what Gronk's going to do.
Give him that kiss of life.
Yeah. So. Grunk just drops a good berry in Larrett's mouth, and Larrett, you're stabilized at 1 HP.
All right.
Yay for good berry.
It has saved lives now.
Yay!
Grunk, you still have your move action. Are you going to stay on this side of the portal, or are you going back through?
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty... I should probably stay here for right now. I don't need to get poisoned and shit.
We're also setting up a thunderclap.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining Grunk moving back through and just getting thunderclapped right in the face.
Right back out the portal. I'm here, guys.
Athir, it's back to your turn, and you are now up, stable, and in the position where you're going to be able to thunder wave all of the snakes. However, you would also be thunder waving the cleric as well.
He can probably save from this. All right, make a con saving throw.
I'll eat the hit. I'll eat the hit if it means saving Emery. This is for Emery.
What is the saving throw they have to make?
They have to make a 12.
Okay,
that's easy. Not as easy as I thought.
Oh no!
Got a 4. It doesn't do that much damage.
This is really bad. It does. I've already rolled one of my d8s. I'm rolling. Okay. It doesn't. It's not going to do much damage.
Two of the snakes manage to make the saving throw.
Okay,
two
so they'll take half damage and they won't get thrown. But
okay.
The two that do take full damage are going to take 8 damage and get yeeted against the walls at mock speed.
Okay.
Did you fail your saving throw? Diff.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You take 8 damage, and you get thrown. Yeah.
I got yeeted. That's fine. I'm still alive.
can I grab onto him and, like, try to hold on to him?
No.
Damn. No,
just play badminton with the dwarf.
As you cast this thunder wave, two of them manage their saving throws, which would mean that they would take half damage, right?
Yep, which would be 4.
Okay. The other two take the full amount of damage and then are flung against the wall where the portal is. A good majority of the snakes from both of those kind of hit the actual hole where the portal is. And Grunk, you and Larrett on the other side are showered in like a fine dust that comes through the portal at.
I thought nothing could come through the portal. I guess it's just the snakes.
It gets vaporized. The snakes can come through. They get vaporized when they pass through. So you're being showered in snake dust, right?
Fantastic.
Some of it gets in your mouth.
I have a genuine concern/question.
What's that?
Where am I in all this?
That's what I was about to say. make a reflex save.
That's what? Dexterity?
Yep.
11.
All right, I'm going to say that that's high enough. You get to choose what you do. Either fly through the portal or hit the wall.
Quite the choice.
I mean... Is that enough for me to not take damage from smacking the wall?
let me know what you're doing.
I'm gonna go for the wall.
Okay.
We've already split the party in half. I don't really want to split it any more than that.
Okay. So you do hit the wall. You collide with the wall. That I'm not gonna say that you take more damage from having hit the wall. Just that, you know, you're kind of there. You're still there. If you decided to go through the portal, I was going to have you land on Larit and do 1 point of
that's
damage.
That's what I was kind of concerned about. If they just got
you
dusted.
You should have done it.
Y'all just got dusted. All I could think about, I was like, I'm just going to like crush Larit with my big dwarf ass.
you come through and cannonball right on him as he stabilized.
So, yeah, I was kind of going for not doing that.
All right, so we're back up at the top of the order. It's going to be back over to you again, Fuchs.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to class. Cure wounds on thine ass and on myself and Oh no.
Oh no.
I give myself 5 health back.
Okay, so you recover 5 HP back.
All right. So as my bonus action, I'm going to summon my spiritual weapon and attack the straggler snakes that are near me. They got yeeted to the wall with me.
Okay.
24 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit.
Okay. And then I'm going to do... It's going to do 5 damage.
What type of damage does it do?
It does... Force
damage. Okay. So that was against one of the ones that hit the wall. The snakes scatter. The snakes that are left over in the swarm scatter and are no longer a threat. We are over to the snakes now. One of the one other swarm that hit the wall is going to attack you, Fuchs. And that's going to be 17. That doesn't hit your AC. And then 2 attacks at Aether. A miss. And that is a hit. So Aether, that's going to be 7 more points of piercing damage. And then I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Isn't she dead with the piercing?
No, I have 8 HP.
Oh,
so
no.
So that puts me down to 1. So I'm dead.
You're not dead. You're unconscious.
I
but
rolled
yes.
a 2.
Okay. So, yeah, the poison seeps in, bypassing your snake system, and you fall to the ground. Grunk, we're back to you.
Okay.
Or no, I'm sorry, Larit.
Oh, I get to take a turn?
Yeah, you're stable. You're up.
I went from just being one shot to, like, lying there dead. All right, so how many snake columns are in there right now?
You're not sure.
Because I'm on the other side? All right, I am going to run back through the portal.
Okay. You move back, you stand up and move back through the portal to see that there are still... 2 large swarms that have surrounded a passed out Aether, and Fuchs is standing next to the wall right next to you with 1 small swarm on him.
The small swarm on him. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to attack the small swarm that's next to Fuchs.
Okay.
With my rapier. So I'll go ahead and do that. That is a 9.
That is going to miss.
It's just snakes. It's a pile of snakes. All right. Laird's going to duck back into the portal.
I see what you're doing here.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, in that case, you are back through the portal then. However, the snakes that were right next to you do get an attack of opportunity on you.
That's fine.
Cause can he disengage the opportunity?
I thought. Oh, that's right. He can.
I can disengage as a bonus action.
There you
go. Yeah, I'll
then.
Disengage and then go back through the fucking rogues.
Gotcha.
Fucking rogues. I didn't even think about that until Diferous brought it up.
That's the most roguish like tactic I've ever heard.
Yeah, it is 100%. That is rogue tactics. They can't come through this portal, so I don't need to be healthy. I just need to pop in and out over and over again.
Exactly.
Back over to you, Grunk.
How many, like, snakes are still left?
Larrick could convey that information to you. There's still two full snake swarms and a portion of one snake swarm.
See, I'm afraid if I, like, go in there, I'm gonna get myself fucked up when I need to be, like, the man to run in and grab bodies and bring them back through.
I just want you to think about one thing about my character. I am a buff debuff machine. And currently, Shield of Faith is no longer active because Aether is currently dead.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think we could use some barbarian magic in there.
All right, I guess I'll hop in and start doing some smacky smack.
Get all right, that rage.
Yeah, I'll have to. Yeah, I'll be mad.
I'll be mad. I go through the portal. I'm very upset.
I'm very disappointed.
Gronk would like to speak to your manager.
What are you doing once you get over there?
I'm just going to start swinging my axe at the closest pile of snakes.
All right, the closest one is the one that's the small one by Friar Fuchs. So go ahead and make that attack.
10 attack with 4 slashing.
That is going to be a miss.
Damn.
They're having some troubles hitting these snakes.
They're small targets.
Slippery.
Slippery, slippery snakes.
We will at that point then go back over to Aether. Make a death saving throw for me.
13.
13 is a success, so your first death saving throw is successful. All right, Fuchs, we're back over to you.
So I'm just going to, hang on, I'm trying to read a few things to get all set up here. All right, I'm going to cast Bane on all the snake piles.
Okay.
And they need to do a 13 charisma saving throw.
Hmm. Interestingly enough, a pile of snakes does not have a very high charisma.
I would hope not.
Saving throw you said is 13?
Yeah.
They all failed. How does Bane work again? They get minus on attack rolls, right?
Yeah, the target must roll a d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack roll or saving throw.
All right. So whenever they attack, I will roll that as well.
I still have a bonus action.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to step on your toes.
Don't step on the friar's toes. That was a couple episodes ago. He would have liked that, but not today.
Wow.
So I'm going to send my spiritual weapon that manifests as a paddle, like a spanking paddle.
All right.
And I'm going to spank one of the large... snick groups that are around Aether. Wow. 8 to hit.
That is going to be a miss.
Yeah, that's what I figured. And that's my turn. That's
alright, so then one attack is going to go against you, Dukes. And that missed only because of your bane.
Yeah.
An attack from one of them moving over to Grunk to attack is going to be a miss. And then another one moving over to attack Fuchs is going to be a miss as well. Jesus. This D4 is nasty.
Sometimes that's all you need, especially because, like, my AC is 18. So, like,
yeah,
more times than not, and the most I need is, like, minus 2.
All right. So then those are all misses on their side. It's going to be back over to you, Larrett.
Larrett is going to pop through the portal. he just pops through and looks at everyone again. Someone, if anyone makes eye contact with me, like right after I pop out of the portal, I'm going to wink at them. it's just, you know.
Just winking.
I'm readying that action.
Readying the wink action.
Yeah. And then I guess, let's see. Is there still one over next to the Fuchs by the portal?
Yes.
Just going to do a regular old rapier attack. And that one's a 19.
That's a hit.
So I do get some damage and I get my sneak attack because adjacency.
Right.
So that's 18 damage.
Okay.
11 from the attack and then 7 from sneak attack.
Yeah, you finish off that damaged snake swarm. So there are only the two now that are at mostly.
All right, and then I'm going to disengage and kind of hop back through that portal, winking on my way out.
Then we will be back to you, Grunk.
All right. So is there one more pile of snakes?
There are two.
Okay, so I guess I'll go fight the closest one again.
Okay.
Rawr, I'm raging.
Rawr.
Raging flame.
Okay, I'm not really sure what this means. I think Dozo can help me with this. I got
a... Yeah, you rolled a 20.
I rolled
a 20.
So it's a
25.
Okay, so that was the 1d12 plus 3 equals 7 plus 3, so that's 10. Plus you get the 12 from your maximized... See, that roll is... That's silly. Okay, so you would have gotten 7 plus 3 because your strength bonus is plus 3, right?
I believe so. Yeah, my strength bonus is plus 3.
Okay, so that would be the 10 that you got there. You then would have gotten an additional plus 2 because you're raging. So that would put you at 12. Okay. Then you would get the maximum damage for the... first weapon die, so that would be 24.
Okay,
so you would have done 24 points of damage on that.
Okay,
damn,
I did.
Okay,
I did 24 damage to a pile of snakes.
Gotta show me up.
Hey, look, yeah. Last roll I did nothing, so you know.
So 24 damage. You, your axe sinks into that pile of snakes, does a significant bit of damage.
Please tell me it's just dead.
It is not dead.
No. Damn it.
How the fuck does a pile of snakes have that much HP?
They have damage resistances.
It's a snake.
It's a pile of snakes.
I used to kill them with... shovels.
Yes, but did you kill a swarm of hundreds of snakes?
The opportunity hasn't presented itself. You know what? I don't have a basis.
Look, I've got like a giant axe. You don't think I could have just done like one clean, good swipe across all of them, just sort of standing up there, just like cutting the grass, just swoosh, all the heads gone.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Vish already thought of the possibility that we would use mayonnaise to burn them, and they have flame resistance.
They have flame resistance.
I did not realize that. No, I didn't think about that.
Well, it's too bad the person with the mayonnaise is currently dead, and I haven't done anything to help her.
You can grab the jar. I have the jar with me at all times.
Don't save her. Grab the jar of mayonnaise.
Did I need to make another save? Save throw.
It is back over to you, so yes, make another dying saving throw.
19. Okay.
All right. So you succeeded on your second one. It is back over to you, Friar Fuchs, and if you want to use the jar of mayonnaise, it is there for the taking.
Am I currently engaged with anything?
I don't know. I mean, they haven't asked the question, but
you know what?
Listen.
Enough of that.
Dozer made the tailtorial joke earlier. I get to make dad jokes too, okay?
You know what? You're right. Everyone needs to make at least one dad joke per session. You're right.
So yeah, there are two of them that are in melee range with you. So yes, if you wanted to move over to Aether, you would take attacks of opportunity.
See, that's not gonna work for me because probably will die if that's the case.
If only somebody in your party had the ability to summon like a magical hand that could fetch that jar of mayonnaise for you.
If only. Am I gonna waste my mage hand on mayonnaise?
It's not a waste.
Is Larit? No, Larit's not even around. Son of a bitch. I was gonna heal him, but he just keeps disappearing. I'm just gonna go ahead and cast. I'm gonna cast Cure Wounds on myself.
All right.
1d8 plus 3. 6 more damage, or 6 health.
All right.
So I'm back up to 13. I feel a little safer.
Snake turn again. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have anything else you're doing?
Yeah, no. I got the bonus action. I'm just gonna quickly give them snakes a paddling. I'll give the remaining snakes that Gronk attacked a paddling.
What are you using to do this again? Your bonus action?
Yeah, spiritual weapon's a bonus action.
Oh,
it stays
that's
up
right,
for 10
right,
minutes.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't need to like keep resummoning it, which is a really nice thing to have because
yeah.
I can double attack. Let me roll my this here d20. And that is 22 to hit.
All right, 22 to hit is going to be a hit.
And 9 damage.
Ooh, that was against the one that the barbarian cleaved, right?
Yeah, the remaining pile.
Well, there's two remaining piles.
Well, the remainder of the pile, I bet.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Gotcha. Okay, so that one is that spiritual weapon strikes the snakes, knocking enough of them dead that the pile disbands and slithers back up the wall and into the holes that they came from.
All right, so we got one giant pile to worry about. Cool.
Yep. And it is its turn. It is going to attack at you again. Fuchs.
All right, bring it on.
It's gonna miss.
I love that debuff. That's like Bane is my favorite spell in the entire game.
It is a strong spell. Then we're back over to Laird again.
Okay. Do I want to try and set this thing on fire with mayonnaise? That's really the question. Every rogue has to ask himself in every encounter. No, I guess I'll just pop back through the portal. Probably starting to feel a little dizzy or something. I don't know how portal travel works.
Your molecules are getting very loose at this point.
Yeah, if they feel loose. Can we tie this pile of snakes up and interrogate it?
I mean, that's usually my...
Who do you work for? Yeah, I guess I'll just run in there and attack it. Because they always go, or I go right after them, right?
Yes.
So I probably won't die this round. I don't know. Maybe I will. Yeah, I'm just going to run in and attack it with my rapier.
All right.
And that's a 23.
That's a hit.
So I get my damage, and I assume Fuchs is adjacent since he just got attacked.
The pile is occupying the same space as him. So yeah, definitely adjacent.
So that does 12 damage.
All right.
And then, as my bonus action, I guess I'm just going to disengage and run to the other side of the room next to the portal.
Okay. All right, so then we are back over to Grunk.
I'm going to go smack another pile of snakes.
Make your attack roll.
Does 12 hit?
12 is a miss.
Damn.
Aether, make another death saving throw.
14.
All right, you're stabilized this time.
Yay!
So you have a, I believe you have a move, you can do a partial turn, which means you can take a move action and a bonus action.
I'm a good bury myself. Can I good bury myself twice with my bonus action?
Yeah, you can.
Cool.
Just shove them in your mouth.
So you're gonna just reach into her, like, skirt pocket, pull out two of the berries, and just smash them into her face, essentially.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say, if you want to eat the entirety of the good berries, you can. I don't... The way that good berry works, where it's like, oh, you can eat one as a standard action, that's never made sense to me, because I can fit a whole bunch of berries in my mouth in the same amount of time it takes me to fit one berry in my mouth.
All right, then she's going to eat two of the berries and keep two more.
Okay. Then we're back to you, Fuchs.
Aha. And the snakes are presented right in front of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to go ahead and gonna cast Sacred Flame on them.
Okay.
Which is a Dex 13 saving throw.
They fail that saving throw.
Yeah. I love that debuff so much. They take one damage.
All right. You catch one snake in particular on fire, and he dies.
And I still have my sacred weapon.
Okay.
My sacred paddle. That's going to be a 22 to hit.
That hits as well.
All right. Hopefully I can redeem myself a little bit. 8 damage.
All right. A good portion of the snakes here have scattered and left. But they are still continuing to attack you, Friar Fuchs. And that's a miss. So then we're back over to Larrett.
Yeah, I'm going to run over to the snakes. And let's see, what would Larrett say? All right, well, he's going to stab them first. And that'll determine what he says and if he says anything.
All right.
So Larrett's going to swing. It's a 21.
That's a hit.
He's going to do some damage. 10 damage. And as he stabs the snakes, he's going to say, "See you later."
Oh my god.
We did it. We did it, boys.
All right. With that attack, you finish up the last of the snakes. And if the attack didn't drive them off, the terrible one-liner would have driven them off. So these snakes scurry back away, and the ones that are left head back through the like holes, slither up the walls and back through the holes in the mouths of the lamia that surround this pedestal. Everybody is conscious and in the room. What are you guys gonna do next?
Short rest.
All right, so you guys take your short rest. Go ahead and do whatever the short rest allows you to do.
God.
Okay.
All right, so you guys take your short rest. And let's end the session there. We can pick back up. But let's do a little bit of narrative here. This is not something your guys' characters see. This is just something that we're doing for the storytelling bit. We see... a very lost, very confused Emery Gale deeper in the dungeon, sitting in a corner and shuddering. He holds the sword in front of him at the darkness, having woken up in a strange, dark place, unsure of where he is. He hears a voice and begins speaking to a disembodied voice in the darkness. Music is Highland Song by Alexander Nakarada, www.serpentsoundstudios.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license, http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0.